We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. One of my favorite places to go online, theblaze.com. Another one is glennbeck.com. I am a loyal listener and a fan, and so happy that Glenn can make a little time for us. Glenn, thank you for being here, man.
You bet. I'm sorry I'm late.
No, that's okay. It gave me the chance to spend 4 seconds exercising, so I feel better now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. All right, so there's that wonderful Beck laugh. Are we going to hear that a lot during the next 2 years, or should I start eating sticks of butter in between the time that I do
my 4 seconds
of exercise?
You know, today's not the day to ask me. I mean, I'm just seeing the White House released video footage. I mean, if you're sitting there and you've got a TV in front of you, you're seeing it too, with all of these executive actions that the new president's about to sign. And it is, I mean, look at that. It's almost up to his shoulders as he's sitting behind the desk. Oh. He's got all these executive actions stacked up, and they go from his elbows to his shoulders. And I really appreciated the tone of his address, and I feel the same way. I think most Americans feel the same way. But you've got to back that up with action. You can't just say, hey, we want to unite, and I'm going to be everybody's president, unless you disagree with me. And then I'm going to call you a terrorist, and we're going to see what we can do to silence you. You know, it's not good.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're all on the same page, and that's exactly what he's saying. You be on my page, we're united, all is good, we just move on with life, we push all this stuff out, and you get ready for the rest of the nonsense coming down the line. You have been the one guy who has spoken clearly and consistently about the so-called Great Reset. Do you mind sharing a couple of those details here?
Yeah, I think it's going to come as breathtakingly fast as some of the changes that are already happening, you know, with the media.
Yeah.
The Great Reset is something that comes from the World Economic Forum. Please don't go to some site or listen to even me. Go to the World Economic Forum, I think it's .org, and look it up yourself on their own site. The World Economic Forum under Klaus Schwab, I think, has had this idea of a Great Reset, that capitalism and the world system needs a reset. And they've been talking about it for a while, and it goes with Agenda 2030, which is the updated Agenda 21, because the Tea Party actually slowed them down from this. Right. So they're very much the same. It involves the Green New Deal. It involves banking. Far as if you're not playing the game with global warming, if you're not doing things, you're going to lose some banking privileges, you're going to lose loans. It is a public-private partnership. All entrepreneurial ideas are now going to be a public-private partnership, and the government will decide who is responsible enough to be able to have business. It's almost the Chinese system, without the scary, you know, high tech. Oh, no, wait, we do have the scary high tech.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it's It's read up on it. I'm writing a book about it right now. It's going to come out soon. But it is not the American system. This is the one world government. And don't go to conspiracy sites on it. You've got to quote the World Economic Forum. And Joe Biden appointed John Kerry, who is all neck deep in this. Yep. And going to be the point man, already is the point man with World Economic Forum. They asked him just a few weeks ago, now that Biden is going to be the president, can we expect him to stay the course? Is it going to happen? And he said, you will be surprised at the speed and the scope that this will be taken by this president.
All right. 8 seconds of exercise now. I mean, there's just nothing to... where do we wind
rest
up
in
with...
between?
Yeah, exactly. We're talking a little bit about the tech stuff, Glenn. Look, you and I are close observers of that, and I think legitimately fearful. And I'm not using that word lightly. There is a certain fear when anyone anywhere can simply say, "You will never be heard again. You will never be read." Again, it is frightful. It is Orwellian, and quite frankly, as the grandson and nephew of folks who survived the Holocaust, this is truly that digital ghetto that was referenced a few weeks ago. That is spot on.
Yeah. Well, I didn't coin that term. That actually was. Coined by a guy named Edwin Black, who is the world's leading authority on the Holocaust, extermination, and eugenics. Yeah. He has been nominated 11 times for a Pulitzer Prize. The guy is no slouch. And he said that to me probably 5 years ago, that we're headed for a digital ghetto. And he has described it exactly right. You don't have freedom of speech if no one can hear you.
Right.
You know, we don't have a public square anymore. We're not getting on a soapbox anymore. We don't even have malls to go pass out flyers at anymore. Right. Where are you heard? The public square is now a digital place. Yeah. And you are being chased out of every platform. And it is going to happen faster and faster. And The European Union, all of the leaders of the European Union, and the foreign minister of Russia, just on Monday said America has got to wake up and turn back around towards freedom of speech, because if they don't control these tech giants, the consequences for the world are unimaginable.
Wow. And I don't know where we go, right? I thought, oh my gosh, okay, I've got Facebook and Twitter, now I've got Parler and MeWe and Rumble and Gab, but it comes back to the Amazon folks, the folks who have all of the servers going, nah, you know what, I'm not crazy about Beck's beard anymore. Be gone with him, right?
So here's the bad thing. The Democrats said yesterday that they will fight the Trump initiative that made it illegal for banks to stop serving conservatives. The Democrats are fighting that. That should be a no-brainer. Yep. We don't stop financial services for people. But this is what is coming. The president now has BlackRock all around him. We just did a special last week on the executives of BlackRock, which controls about $21 trillion of investment. And that's half the money of all of the cash in the world, by the way. Yeah. So they handle the European central banks, everybody. They just came out this month as they are sitting on the, as the assistant secretary of the Treasury, the chief economic advisor of the White House, chief economic advisor to Kamala Harris. They are riddled throughout this. And BlackRock just this month came and said, if you have 25% of your profits that revolve in any way around fossil fuels. We will not invest with you unless you show us how you're going to be part of the solution. So there, here's the biggest investment firm in the world that is saying no cash unless you play our way. This is the kind of public partnership where the government is not going to do it. His henchmen will do it.
Yep.
That's media, the social media, and that is the banking system. You have to ask yourself why during the siege of the Capitol last Wednesday, when that was going on, the one thing that's good for us economically is our stability. When that was going down, the stock market, especially the financial sector, was going through the roof. You have to ask yourself why. Someone is going to profit off of this.
Yeah. Wow. You know, I used to look forward to playing moron trivia, and now
Don't you wish that those days came back?
Yeah, gosh.
And you know what? They might. They might, Jeff, because I don't know if I could. I don't know if I can do it. And quite honestly, we were just talking before I went on the air here with the Blaze and the News and Why It Matters. And we were talking off air and they said, what is the state of the media? How is media like you, like me? How do we survive? The FCC is already, the new FCC chairman has already been talking about in the past couple of weeks how we have to have the fairness doctrine back and how they have to crack down on the voices of division and the voices of conspiracy theories. Well, they're talking about talk radio. That's what they're talking about.
Well, I am feeling happy now, Glenn. Thank you.
It's your fault. You called.
I know. What a jerk I am. God, here I was.
I mean, everybody was in a good mood. We got a new president who just is talking about uniting. What could possibly go wrong?
Exactly. Hey, I don't know if anybody's broken this to you. You know, in February, you're going to be joining us on News Radio WRVA for a Zoom call.
And, yeah.
Oh, you do know about? Oh, thank goodness.
I know all about it. Yeah.
Oh, good. No, yeah. I didn't want to be the one to break it to you because you think, oh my God, do I have to wear pants? Do I not have to wear pants? I mean, there's a lot that.
I was told that I'm not filmed from the waist down, so.
Oh.
Use your imagination. It's like Jeffrey Toobin.
Okay. All right. Listen, Glenn. God bless you, my friend. I think you mentioned this the other day, and I agree with you. I think we've all got to be praying more to get through all of this. And
we do.
I'm just looking forward to having you with us for this February Zoom call. And please keep up that voice. We do need you now.
Likewise,
more than ever.
An attack on one of us is an attack on all of us. Indeed. We've got to stick together. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. That is Glenn Beck. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.